Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan, and on the line I have Sinead Pembroke, and she is Senior Researcher Assistant, I should say Senior Research Assistant with the Health Insurance Authority. And good morning, Sinead, how are you?
Good morning, Michael, I'm good, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. Sinead, maybe we'd just start off. Would you just explain to the listeners what the Health Insurance Authority is?
Sure, yes, no problem. So the Health Insurance Authority, so what we do there is we regulate the health insurance industry, you know, so all the three different companies that provide health insurance. And what our role is, it's to ensure that people out there who are thinking or even not thinking, you know, who are thinking about taking out health insurance, that they are aware of their rights and that you know that insurance also know their responsibilities in relation to health insurance. So we have a website and we do provide a helpline, a free helpline for anyone who is, you know, who wants to take out health insurance, who wants to swap plans or anything, and they can ring us at any time. So yeah, that's our role there in the HIA.
Now, you carried out some research and it found that private health insurance is deemed a necessity but not value for money. Maybe you tell us a bit about this research.
Sure, yeah. So as I was saying, like, our role is, you know, really it's to give people information about health insurance and to make sure that they're not being taken advantage of. So we do conduct a consumer survey every 2 years just to see how everyone's doing, you know, how everyone feels about health insurance, whether you have health insurance or not, you know. So the actual survey went out to both, you know, to anyone who has health insurance or doesn't. Okay, and so what we found, as the findings said there, as you said there yourself, Michael, is that you know, that people see it as a necessity, but it's not a luxury. And that's quite interesting in itself, because often when we think of health insurance, with, you know, especially like somewhere in the UK or any other country with you know, a good public health system, you do see health insurance as a luxury. But here, the public here don't see that. They feel they need it. But they also feel that it's not good value for money. And it's interesting because actually the number of people who are taking out health insurance has increased, but they seem to not be happy with what they're getting. And there's, in particular, what we found is that there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the reduction in the level of cover provided in plans. So things like non-hospital cover, outpatient cover, people were least satisfied with that aspect of health insurance, and also the level of information available regarding plans. And that's stems to the fact that there are over 300 plans, so it becomes a very complicated business trying to navigate that. Where people with health insurance were happy with was their customer service with their health insurer. So you know, that was all very, very interesting. What we also found, which you know, it's a very important area, especially if you want to make savings, is in switching. And we found that the majority of people are not switching or have never even switched their health insurance. So that's over 60% of people haven't switched. Now, there has been an increase of people switching, and that's probably due to the fact that they're not happy with their health insurance, with their policy, but it's still at a very low level. So, you know, we would advise that there should be more switching. And by switching, we don't just mean in terms of like switching health insurer, we mean in terms of switching plans as well. So reasons for switching, and to those who do switch, say that they switch because, you know, they want to make savings, and they did make savings through switching. And then those who say that we asked as well, like, why didn't you switch? And reasons for not switching included the hassle of switching, difficulty comparing plans, and worry about losing benefits and waiting periods. You know, so those are some of the reasons for not switching.
And just there on that last point you made about the fear of losing out, that you might have to go on a waiting period if you switch plans. Can you explain that? Because you normally you don't, if it's an existing
Exactly.
element.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why, yeah, we're here in the health insurance is actually to provide that information. So we would like to pass on that information to your listeners, that not to worry about waiting periods, you know, that you won't be subject to them for when you switch. You know, and just some pointers on how to save money on health insurance that we'd like to pass on to your listeners. You know, we'd also like to make the point that, you know, to look at your excess. So actually, in fact, the higher, so, you know, your listeners might not think that, but the higher the excess, the lower the premium. And also, if you have a family, so if you have a family on your policy, they can actually be insured separately. So we would advise you to move your kids to another policy. You know, because not all members of the family, you know, have to be on the same policy, and everyone has different needs. So really, you should tailor your health insurance needs to your needs, you know, kind of thing. And I really must stress again the point about switching, because as I said, the majority don't switch. And what another interesting fact that came out of our survey is that people on average are 18 years on the same plan. And what's important here is that if you are one of those people who have had a plan who hasn't changed health insurance in the last 18 years, you know, your health needs will have changed. So really, you know, the benefits the plan provides, you know, may also have changed. So that's another reason for, you know, getting in touch with your health insurer, or indeed with us, if you need some advice and changing, switching to another plan or health insurer.
Indeed. I know for that happens quite a lot, that people just... they take out health and they go into a job that has a group scheme, and they go in and they get on that and they stick on that, and maybe even when they leave that job they stay in that scheme and they just never change out of it.
Absolutely. And actually, on the point of corporate plans as well, you know, and so all plans are open to everyone. Okay, so if you are a person who's taking out health insurance themselves, you're not on a corporate plan, but you see a corporate plan, and a lot of them do offer good benefits, you should consider the corporate plans as well, because and maybe your listeners wouldn't be aware of that, but corporate plans are also open to anyone taking out health insurance. All plans, in fact, are open to anyone taking out health insurance. You know, and in fact, you know, what it is like, health insurance is quite different to any other insurance market, because it's what's called community rated. So basically, you know, no one can sort of be made to pay more money just because, you know, they're older or they have an illness. You know, everyone has to pay the same for the same plan. Now, where prices vary is in, say, the level of cover that you take out. So, say, orthopedic care might cost more. So, if you have a plan with orthopedic cover, That could cost more, but certainly, like, in terms of other factors such as, as I said, age or any illnesses that you may have, health insurance companies cannot take those into consideration and charge you higher fee.
Now, that's a very good point, but it's also important that you you get into or take out health insurance, private health insurance, as early as possible.
Yes. So that's, I mean, it is important, but I also take into consideration that, and that's actually something that our people in our survey said, for those who don't have health insurance, you know, the main reason for not having health insurance is actually, you know, the cost of it, the high cost of premiums and that. So I completely understand, you know, people who don't take out health insurance, you know, they may not be able to afford it. But for those who can, one thing to take into consideration is a thing called lifetime community rating, okay? And it was brought in back in 2015. And basically it's a loading of 2% per year for every year, you know, you're over 35, when you first take out health insurance. So that's just something to take into consideration as well, is that, say, yeah, after the age of 35, if you decide, you know, oh, yeah, actually maybe I will take out health insurance, that you will have a loading. So for that reason, yes, it is better to take it out as early as possible.
So that would work out if you were somebody who was 40 years of age and just taking out health insurance for the first time, there would be a loading of 10%.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I just also point out is that there is a max on the loading of 70% and stays on your premium for 10 years. Okay, but yeah, the main message there is, yes, if you have any inkling that you think you do want to take out health insurance, there is that loading there, of 2% over the age of 35 per year.
Yeah, and you can understand why that's there. It's not only to encourage people to take out health insurance earlier, but also insurance company, if you're just doing a pure risk basis, if the insurance company was just doing a pure risk basis, naturally somebody who is 65 is going to be at a higher risk than somebody who is 35, so they would be charging someone 65 a lot more. So to get it all in balance, there's that little thing of getting everybody in. Yeah, so that makes sense.
And actually, just to explain, sorry, Michael, yeah, cut into you there on that system, is actually that's why we're here in the HIA as well. We have a thing, it's called risk equalisation. It's to avoid risk. So we actually, we charge a levy to, so, you know, everyone pays a levy on their health insurance, and that actually is then, we distribute it out because this is a community rated system, so that older people don't get, so someone, say, as you say, over the age of 65 doesn't get discriminated or have to pay higher. You know, it's there, you know, the insurers then get credits for that so that they don't, they don't charge, and then that, you know, everything's shared out equally as well. So I know the ins and outs of health insurance are a bit more complicated, but just to give that little insight into that for your listeners as well.
Yes, indeed. The health insurance is that little bit more complicated, but that's where we are so lucky that we have the Health Insurance Authority there to help us, and we want people to avail of your service more, because it's a free service. All they have to do is contact you and ask any question they want, or even ask advice on what is the best policy for you.
Exactly, and we do have also a comparison tool on our website. So our website is literally, it's just www.hia.ie. And if you go on it, there is a comparison tool. So say if you're looking either to take out health insurance for the first time or you're looking to switch, it's a very good tool to use, okay? But for those who don't want to go on the internet or who maybe, you know, that's not their thing, we also have the helpline. I have the number here if you want me to call it out. We always have someone on the line. We have our advisors there to help you out as well. So our number is 0818 929 166.
That's great. And your website is www.hia.ie.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And the number of people taking out health insurance is going up.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Which again shows, I guess it's feeding into that message that we got from the survey, that it's seen as a necessity, you know. And it could, you know, and like I'm sure, like especially post-COVID and everything, you know, people are thinking. And what's interesting as well, amongst those who are taking out health insurance, it is increasing on the age of the 25 to 34 age group. Now it's still what you call under-indexed in that age group, so it's still not as high as other age groups, but it is increasing there, and that's something that we've seen, especially I guess in the last 2 years post, you know, during COVID.
Indeed. And do people have people said why excuse me, why they're taking out why they're taking out policies?
Yes, Michael. And the main reason is actually because of the lack of public health services, or the in order to skip queues, is where they feel that it also helps them to skip queues. And I guess, you know, we've heard a lot about that in the news, about all the public, all the queues in the public health system, etc. So that's feeding in as well. So the two main reasons are the sort of lack of access to public health services and in order to skip queues.
Sinead, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on and chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely delighted. And I will make sure to put your website up on the podcast of the interview.
That's great. Thank you.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That was Sinead Pembroke, senior research assistant with the Health Insurance Authority, and talking to us there about new research that was done. And if I could advise anybody, if you have the means, do take out health insurance and do use the facilities of the Health Insurance Authority so that you get the best value and you get the best fit for you.